Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Well, it is October 25th, checking in at about the 4:37 p.m. mark. Logo's back, right? We had the CSN achievements and girls up there last week, got the logo back. It cost me $185 to have that changed out with the CSN. I'm just kidding. Yeah, we're back. Here we go. Show number 31. I am one of your co-hosts, Dan Dudu Savage.
I'm Mike Crisafulli Foo.
That's his name. We're going to start this. That's all right. This one's, geez, I've been struggling. All right. So you guys missed the intro, but you guys are good. So we're fine. We're fine. We're all good. Show number 31.
Yes.
Big names on the number 31 uniform. I had to take a peek. Because I normally don't. I try to remember. And I think I would have only gotten one from my list. So who do you got? You must have them.
Wearing it right here. The Pearl.
Ah! Oh!
Dwayne Washington, number 31. Right on the back. I don't know if you can see it right on the back. That's my guy. That's my guy.
I did not know that. So put him at the top of the list. There we go. Let's do this.
Yeah. I do have a
couple. We're going to blind rank number 31s. I know you know some of them.
Yep. Okay. I'll throw out a couple if you don't. I got a couple other ones in case you're not on there.
5, 6, 7, 8. Okay.
I'm going to say one of the two that I have in mind, I'm going to say are on that list. But
sure. So where are we putting Pearl?
That's my guy.
He's got to be number one.
Go right to the top.
Pearl.
Oh, boy.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Boy, we're starting off hot this show. We just went right into blind ranking.
That's it.
All right, why wait? Dave Winfield.
How many?
There's eight.
Eight. Ooh, Dave was. You talk about athletes drafted in three sports,
yes,
right?
Jeez, you probably could have starred in all three.
Oh yeah, from Minnesota, right? University of Minnesota. Let's throw him six.
Dave Winfield. Let's stay in baseball and go Bob Gibson.
Number two. Mm-hmm. Number two. Yeah.
Number two, Bob Gibson.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to basketball. We're going Spencer Haywood, Hall of Famer.
I know.
Straight out of high school.
Go seven.
Seven, Spencer. He's on my Facebook, so you might have some splaining to do if you see a message pop up, because Spencer's a friend of mine.
Okay, well, I can always be... reorder him.
If he needs me to.
I liked his game, yeah. I liked Spencer, yeah.
Let's go... Reggie Miller, number 31.
Throw him eight. Can't throw him ahead of Spencer. Spencer was a Nick too, right?
Oh, you're in trouble because there's some names that are way.
We'll reorder him.
Yeah, he'll always get the reorder, right? Greg Maddux.
Oh, the local boy. There you go.
You got 3, 4, and 5 left.
Four.
Have I hit your guys yet?
No.
Really?
Nope.
All right, so I'm going to leave these two off then.
Well, who you got?
Well, I'll throw them in. Mike Piazza.
That's one of them.
Okay. You got 3 and 5.
Put them 3.
Piazza. All right, so I got two basketball guys. What sport is the guy that I haven't said for you?
Hockey. He's an Islander guy. That's why I know. I'm an Islanders fan. The goalie, Billy Smith, Hall of Famer.
See, I don't know.
Yeah, he was the goalie for their four championships in a row. Yeah.
Well, you're probably going to want to put him at five over these two.
Okay.
So Klay Thompson, who just set a record.
Yep.
That's the number he's wearing for the Mavs.
For Dallas. Oh, okay. Dallas. I didn't know that. Okay.
So I'll let you pick.
Yep.
And the other guy I'm a big fan of,
yeah,
but he doesn't have a whole bunch of stuff with him, is Nick Van Exel.
Oh, Nicky Van.
I love Tricky Nicky. Yeah. So out of those three, your hockey guy, Klay Thompson, bunch of rings, bunch of records, and Nick Van Exel, who you putting at five?
I'm going to put Billy Smith at
Billy
five.
Billy Smith.
Yeah.
And so what, if any, changes do you make? I'll tell you your list. You got Pearl at one, Bob Gibson two, Piazza three, Greg Maddux four, Billy Smith five, Dave Winfield six, Spencer Haywood seven, Reggie Miller eight.
Yeah, those are all Hall of Famers too.
Isn't that crazy? There's a lot of 31s. Wow. I didn't realize. Reggie Miller's the only one I could visualize when I thought 31.
Sure, sure.
And then when I saw Maddux, I'm like, Maddux.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Let's do
what do you like it?
Let's move Spencer up.
Oh, yes, Spencer.
Who did I have three?
You had Piazza at three.
We'll keep Piazza at three.
You got Maddux at four, Billy Smith five, Dave Winfield six.
Move swap Billy Smith and Spencer Haywood.
Okay, there you go.
You know what I mean?
Solid list.
I'll keep the Pearl number one. That's my guy.
It's your guy. It's your list.
Although he's not a Hall of Fame.
It's your list.
Although he was a big reason why the Big East and Syracuse was, you know, put on the map in a way for basketball in the Big East. He was a big part of that era. But
speaking of we're gonna get into we're gonna get into all the pregame stuff, but
yeah,
I'm gonna play this, okay?
Yep.
And then I'm gonna let you see it, but I'm gonna play it in the microphone so these people hear it.
Okay.
This is, where is it? This is where is it? Oh, I gotta find it first. Hold on, let me think. Wow, where is it? Come on.
Yeah, by the way, for the delay here.
Yeah.
That's Dan Savage. I'm Mike Crisafulli.
Hey! I thought we did that.
Doo-doo and Foo.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were on time there. We're a little late there. The Doo-doo and Foo show. Yo. Stephon Marbury. I'm going to play this clip, let you hear it, and then I'll show you. We won't be able to see it. Ready?
Yep.
Hold on. It's always tricky here. Ready?
Yeah.
He comes to my house on my home school visit. Yeah, 5 minutes into the conversation, he just come out with this humdinger and go, "You're not gonna start
already
out the gate." I was like, "That's the end of that. I'm not going there." The next day, Georgia Tech came visit. The first thing he says, "I'm gonna give you the ball and let you do whatever you want." My mother said, "Now that's what I'm talking about, Jim."
So,
yeah.
He comes to my house.
Didn't we talk about that story? I thought not that story, but we talked something.
We talked
about
that.
Going.
Syracuse thought they had Marbury locked up.
If he's not starting.
And then a last minute thing was Georgia Tech and Bobby Crimmins came in because Bobby Crimmins is a New York City guy, and so is Marbury.
Isn't that funny to hear that story out of his mouth?
It is funny. It's the first time I heard it.
And me too.
I'm not going to say he's lying, but I never heard it. I don't know if that's 100% the reason why he went to Tech.
Well, you've heard it now.
All these years, I just thought Bobby Crimmins came in being a New York guy like Marbury and just took him at the last minute.
I love it. He said, "I'll give you the ball. You can do whatever you want."
Yeah.
I got you. He said his mother said, "That's what I'm talking about,"
yeah,
which is crazy, but he was that elite coming out of high school that Boeheim said you're not starting.
Either that or I got it mixed up with Kenny Anderson, one of the two.
Oh, I think it was Kenny.
It might have been Kenny Anderson, right? That
it was
Bobby Crimmins came in late.
Because he started to create that niche, not just the point guard, but the New York City point guards.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I saw that. I was like, I got to screen record this.
That's funny. Yeah. Interesting.
He could have been the Cuse. If Boeheim came in and said, "You're my starting point guard," he probably would have been.
And I'm trying to think what year that was and what, who was on that team that why Boeheim would say that. I'd have to look that up. I can't remember
Sherm?
Right now.
No, he's older. Sherm's older than Sherm.
Yeah, you know what? He wasn't going to play over Sherm.
No, probably not.
He wasn't going to, no.
No.
I got to look up the years, and then I would know and have a better idea.
I don't know how many more elite point guards came after Sherm and Douglas, though. Like elite.
Right, yeah, and that's true, and you're right.
We'll look it up. Give us something to do in between now and next week's show. Yeah. World Series update. Let's hear it. Predictions. They start tonight,
They start tonight. They're starting right about at about 15, 20 minutes. Yep. You know what?
It's a tricky one, man.
It is. I know Dodgers got the home field. Mm-hmm. You know what? Boy, that's a toss up, Dan. But I'll go. I know my Dodger fans are not gonna, friends are not gonna like me for this. But I'll go Yankees.
Yankees.
Although I don't know. They can go bad sometimes too. But Giancarlo Stanton's on a groove right now, and he can carry a team.
Well, Evan Phillips. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
They left him off the playoff
roster. Oh, did they really? I wanted to.
He's there. He's a guy.
Why don't they leave him off against the Mets? Jeez.
I know. And he's been throwing smoke and been he's been trouble, and they left him off the playoff roster. So obviously there's a reason.
Sure, sure.
But, they're going in. I mean, they're going in with some good momentum out of the bullpen and their starters.
Best bullpen there is.
Oh, best bullpen. But you just took out Evan Phillips.
That's
a big deal.
Yeah.
Because they rely heavily on their bullpen. Now, see, you're – even though you root for the Mets, which made a nice run.
Yes.
I think part of you still has to give something New York. There's a team in New York. You got to give them a shot, right? Little bit.
They're going to have
a... I'm a Boston guy. Yeah. I can't root for the Yankees. It's tough. I live here and I have to root for the Raiders.
Yeah.
I don't even like rooting for the Raiders. But now Tom Brady's part owner, so I'll root for him. Can't do it.
There you go.
L.A., New York.
There you go.
Yeah. Loser has to buy lunch. Speaking of lunch. That's our World Series update. So we skipped over last week, and we said we'd give an update on why we did last week. So it was bananas. Last week was crazy, driving back from Salt Lake and Utah Tech and soccer match, and we squeezed in a 30-minute show, 28-minute show to keep the streak alive, which I'm happy we did.
I had to come from work.
And you were coming from work. I'm walking literally from the soccer field. And there's mayhem out in the soccer field. So there was no food that day. So today, I told you, I saved the story so you could hear it. It's nothing crazy. So today I have a little bit of extra time here before the show, and I'm looking at different places. And I'm like, this place. I'm not even going to use the name of it because I don't want to trash them because I want to eventually get there.
Yeah.
But it's like, I thought it was like a pizza and sub place. By the name of it, it's definitely a pizza place. So I'm like, let me try this place. It looks good from the outside, which, it's not next to the 7-Eleven like that other place.
Right, yeah.
It looks legit. So I go in there, and I was on the phone with Julie, and I'm like, I hope they have subs, because I really didn't feel like eating pizzas. I was like hoping something a little bit healthier than pizza. Look what we just ate. So I walk in, a couple to my left sitting, couple to my right sitting, eating. Right. So I walk up to the counter. The guy's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, good. 10, 15 minutes. Not a person talked to me again.
It's crazy.
I'm sitting here going, now it's like a test of wills.
Yeah.
I got to wait. Now I got to wait.
I know it's
so
crazy, Dan.
I know you're pulling up, right? I don't want to be super late. I mean, within reason. So I'm sitting here. I'm looking. First of all, no subs, all pizzas, which is fine. That's fine. That's not a problem. I'm like, all right, I'll do a pizza. I look at the prices. I'm like, yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies.
Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We could have lunch, dinner, desserts, drinks for that break. But I'm like, you know what? I'll do it. So after about 15 minutes of sitting there, I'm sitting here going, how long is this pizza going to take? Because they're making them right there and throwing them in the oven.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, you guys don't have subs or anything? He's like, nope. One word answer. Nope. I'm like, what did I do? Like, what? It's hoop dream. Like, what am I? What is going on? I was like, all right. How long is it going to take to get a pizza going? He looked at me and he went, like I'm the 100th person who asked him that today. Maybe I am.
Yeah, but that's
he's like, you're looking about 30, 35 minutes. I'm like, for a one pizza? He's like, for one pizza. I'm like, have a good day. And I just walked out.
Well, that's what they're there for is pizza. It's not like he asked him to make a, I don't know, a banana split or something.
If he had told me that when I first got in, he was walking around doing a whole bunch of nothing. I look like nothing to me. I'm not really complaining because I do want to try this place. Because I don't want to miss out on something just because, I don't know, maybe he's having a bad day. But so the backup plan was I went, I'm all set. Walked out. I'm sure he was like, who's up with that guy? Walk out. I look to my left, look to my right. There's an oil change place to my right, and there's Sonic to my left. And for those of you, all of you who watch the show every week know that about 2 months ago, we did Sonic just on a whim. You know, we were trying some different burgers and stuff. And it was just a regular burger, you know, small patty, and it was super salty. And I'm like, you know what? Let's give it a redemption. There's a big sign saying Smash Burger and blah, 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 all this stuff. So we did Sonic again, a little redemption, two Smash Burgers. There were double patty Smash Burgers with the chili cheese fries and the mozzarella sticks. The most unhealthy meal, I think, possible. And not bad. Like you said, I'd get it again, but still heavy on the salt.
Heavy on the salt. That's, especially those tater tots, man. You tasted it on the burger right away. I tasted it on the tater tots right away. A lot of salt.
Yeah. So I think you and I, if Julie's watching this, I'm sure, I can't imagine she hasn't texted me yet, is we might have to try some salads across the...
Yeah, well...
Do something healthy.
Well, I'm sure that maybe that the pizza place has got the salads. I don't know if you noticed that or not. They might.
I think they did. I think they had a Greek salad and antipasto. Is it antipasto?
Yeah.
But I just know I got to order it an hour ahead of time or something. Yeah. So anyway, we ended up eating some Sonic. My belly's full. I'm not happy about it, but I think that's it. I'm going to promise now to the audience and to my co-host, no more Sonic. It was a redemption. I don't mind redemption, trying something new. The burger was a little better. It was a decent burger. It's just really good gross food.
Tune Q, that's it.
What is that?
Sonic's Tune Barbecue. That's a term
Tune Q?
For tournaments and stuff like that. Tune Barbecue. You're done.
We're done with Sonic.
Yeah.
And again, here's what I'm going to do. When we eat that pizza or salad or whatever we get from there, then I'll say the name. And if they redeem themselves, they do. And if they don't, I'm dragging them up and down the stairs. Because you expected me to wait 45 minutes for that?
Yeah.
When there was one couple in there and the person was doing, anyway.
Yeah.
A little salty. Salty because of the food, and I'm salty because of how I was treated. I'm a customer. Anyway, NBA opening night didn't go well for your Knicks.
No.
No, it didn't. Was that, you know, they're gonna, it's gonna take a minute for them to figure it out, or was that the Celtics just crushing people on the neck?
Hey, you know, that could be a combination of both. It's Celtics. They're still the best team in the NBA. Probably one of the,
they look pretty good. Again last night.
Yeah, and you know, one of the top, if not the top duos in basketball.
Yeah.
I think the Knicks lost their duo with Randle and Brunson now.
Yeah.
See what Towns and Brunson can do.
Towns is going to take a minute.
I
don't know. Did you watch a little bit, most, some?
No, I had to. What was I doing? I know we were texting. I, think I had a buddy in town, and I wasn't able to see it on TV. I had to follow it on phone. Caught the highlights at home on that SNY Sports Night channel that I watch. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to, you know, a couple of new pieces going to have to mesh. And that's a lot of points for the Knicks to be giving up on a Tibbs coach team, you know.
Yeah, and the starters didn't play much in the fourth quarter.
Get them out of there. It's game one, yeah.
It's interesting. Obviously, the Celtics tied the record for most threes.
Yeah.
And shot about 12 more to try to break the record.
It could make that money. Yeah, could make it.
I know, Peyton Pritchard. I said, why is he shooting from the three-point line? Have him shoot from half court.
Why not? Yeah, right,
Right? It's pretty interesting, especially being a Celtic fan that, you know, the rings are amazing. The banner's up now. You got a banner in the garden. I know it's not the garden, but TD and, you know, and they're all pissed.
Yeah.
They're all pissed. Yeah. Jaylen Brown's pissed. Tatum's pissed.
Yeah, of course.
The coach is pissed.
You know, they made the Knicks look like not the number two seed they were last year.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. But they also, you know, I watched a little bit, and, you know, one of the knocks on Towns is he's a decent defender, but he's not a great pick-and-roll defender. He really struggles in pick-and-roll. And, you know, I'm sure coaches have their own way, but he drops in pick-and-roll coverage, and you can't do that against Jason Tatum. And that started the day. And then when he picked up, when he hedged or, you know, hard showed on a pick and roll, boom, they were right by him. So I think they just did that early and often to set the tone that, like, oh, you're going to have Cat out here? Sure, he can score 28, but we're going to absolutely attack him. So that's something they're going to have to figure out as a you know, Tibbs obviously is a big defensive basketball mind, but you got to – he's a liability in that pick and roll right now.
Yeah.
Not much else. I mean, LeBron and Bronny Jr.,
I got that out of the way early.
Out of the way.
Yeah, so we'll see how many more times that happens.
Well, they announced today he's, you know, G League, and he'll spend time between both, which he'll end up probably playing more G League. And again, it's not a knock on Bronny. I'm sure he's a good kid. It's it's the old argument of opportunity versus silver spoon, I guess. Yeah. But, hey, like we've said for weeks here on the show, LeBron's earned that. He's earned that himself. I mean, clearly he has the most power of probably any player in the history of the game. Other opening night stuff. I know the Heat got smacked up. Coach Tracy's Heat got smacked up by the Orlando Magic. Orlando Magic, let me tell you right now.
Oh, yeah.
They are not a dark horse because people know about them.
Right.
They could be a problem in the East.
Yeah.
Paolo Banchero is just, man, he's on his way.
He's legit, no
doubt. He's big time. They got some nice pieces down there. Yeah. So we got the NBA's underway. What do we got? NBA's going. Baseball's going. NHL's going. Football's going. WNBA just finished.
Just finished. Yeah. Congratulations to the
there you go.
Liberty.
New York.
had their parade in the Canyon of Heroes there in New York, Manhattan.
How cool is that?
Was good for them. Brianna Stewart, first that's win. Her third.
Yeah, her third, but first for the New York, for right? New York, and they're an original WNBA team, right? 20
are they?
I believe so.
Okay.
Or
they might be. They might be. Dan, you're right. It's like their fifth championship they've been to.
But this is the first one they've won.
The first one they've won. Yeah.
So I saw the stat, maybe I'm way off. Has that WNBA been around 29 years?
Yeah,
something like that.
Because
that's crazy.
I mean, you're going back to Houston Comets were like the legit team with Cynthia Cooper and stuff, right? You know what I mean?
Cheryl Swoops.
Cheryl Swoops. But it doesn't go all the way back to Cheryl Miller, though. You know what I mean?
Lisa Leslie.
Lisa Leslie.
Yeah, Cheryl Miller didn't.
Back to when, I don't know what kind of draft they had back then, almost like they placed them but to teams. But, yeah, look that up. I think it's over 20 years, right, for sure, I believe.
I want to say I saw something like 29.
That might be about right.
Let's see, 2004, 2000, so that's 24 years
24,
right there.
24,
1990, Houston Comets, 1997.
Yeah.
So what's that, 1997 looks like, wait a minute, okay. A little.
Yeah, it's been around a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know how many teams were in the original year.
1997 is the first year, and they beat the Liberty. 1997.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, there you are. That's 27 years.
Yeah.
27. Houston Comets, Houston Comets, Houston Comets. Yeah. Sparks, Detroit, Seattle Storm, Sacramento. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Mercury. Minnesota's had quite a few of the Lynx.
Of course, some teams have moved around from city to city, too.
Yep. And the Aces have the back-to-back. And yeah.
And then the Liberty. Yeah.
So we got all kinds of sports rocking and rolling right now. I'll be late to the hockey game just because it's not my top 2-3 sports.
Yeah.
So when it gets interesting and the Bruins or the Golden Knights are doing something, I mean, we got the Golden Knights championship.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
That's the Western Conference championship banner back in the day. Yeah, we got that. What else? We had practice today, and I had my good friend Vince. He's the president of the SNOA, Southern Nevada Officials Association.
Okay.
And I work very closely with him with the SCORE program. He's, I think he said 30 years refereeing, and he's been doing Division II basketball for the last 10 or 12 years. So it was pretty cool. At the end of practice today, I had him come in and talk to the players about rules.
Yeah. That's good.
Points of emphasis. Do you know what that line means? When you can cross, when you can't.
Yeah.
There was a couple things that he got me with that, of course, coaches don't know it all, but a thing called pass and charge. I've never heard of this thing called pass and charge. It's more of a saying than it is something else, but that the referee, if you're dribbling the ball, there's an official watching the defender defending the ball. Not watching the offensive player as much as watching the defender.
Yeah.
As soon as you pass the ball, they now watch the person who passed it to see if they charge.
See if they
run into somebody. He's like, that's a point of emphasis. I'm like, what? I didn't even know it had a saying, a pass and charge. But he went over a lot of cool things, a lot of things that people don't know. You want me to quiz you on two of them?
Yes.
Very interesting. This is college basketball. Of the four side, top, side, bottom of the backboard, which are in and which are out if it hits it, if the ball hits it. The bottom, the side, the top. Obviously, we know the back of the backboard's out, but the sides, the bottoms, and the top. Which ones are in, which ones are out?
I think top and bottom are out and sides are in.
All four are in.
All four are
in.
And
I knew that one. That was one I knew as a coach.
Even if it bounces twice on top?
Yep.
But if it's the shot clock, then that's when it's
anything,
out.
Anything, any support, anything like
so that's
that.
That's when it's out.
That's when it's out. But you can hit the top, it can hit the side, it can hit the bottom. All four sides of the backboard are in.
So it can hit the top of the board as many times without hitting the clock and it's still good.
Without hitting a clock or support. Yeah, which most hoops have everything right there, so it's going to hit something.
Yeah.
But it is technically on.
Okay.
How about this one? This is another one. I said it in practice. I'm watching. So we went to Salt Lake, and I'm watching the film of our Salt Lake game, right?
Yep.
And this girl does something at the half court, which I'll explain in a second, and retreat dribbles. The fans, God love them, just parents. Back court, come on.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On ref, and I'm sitting here watching the video just cringing, laughing, like, oh, it's not backcourt. So I'm sitting here going, it's not backcourt. They didn't miss backcourt. So I brought it up in practice because something similar happened in practice. So here's the question. At what point can you no longer go backcourt? A foot over, 2 feet over, the ball over, what's the combination on that line right here?
Yeah, that may have changed Yeah, no, I've seen as many games as we watch, you see the same thing called and not called, right? So trying to watch a game, usually I just watch a game, whatever they call, I go, okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, who knows the rules anymore. But in that, in college, I thought if any part goes back over, it's a backcourt or is it the ball?
That's none of the above. So here I am in the backcourt. This is the half court line.
Yep.
If I'm dribbling here and put a foot over, my foot goes over, this foot's back and I'm dribbling, can I come back? What do you think?
I would say no.
You can. If I'm dribbling, I have a foot over and I dribble the ball over and I have a foot in the ball but one in the backcourt, now what? The ball is over.
Nah, well, I just said with the ball, but I'm guessing you can still go back with the ball.
All three have to be over. Both feet and the ball have to be over.
Yeah, but is it a foot or the ball goes back?
Foot, ball. Okay. All three have to be over. So you could have both feet behind the line and be dribbling over and still come back. You could have both feet over, dribbling over here, and you could still go back. All three have to cross the line in order to say you can't go back.
Now, when's it become a backcourt violation? When a foot or the ball goes back
doesn't
over.
Matter. And once all three are over,
nothing can come back. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I know the rule just because it's not a weird college rule, but it's a rule that none of us really think about.
Yeah.
And it's happened a couple times where I was that fan, but I was the coach and I'm like, backcourt. And the ref came over to me and I don't really bark much. Ref came over to me and went, coach. And I was like, oh, am I wrong? She's like, you're wrong. She's like, I'll tell you the next time out.
Okay.
Super nice. So she came back. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear this. And she told me all three have to be over. So from that point on, I never forgot because I'm like, oh, thank God she didn't, like, she was like.
Tee you up
she,
or something.
Yeah, she's like, you're wrong.
Good thing she knows the rules.
Well, she better know the rules. She's getting paid for. I guess I'm getting paid to know the rules too. But but that was one. Even Coach Tracy, all my coaches were like, no, you can't come back. What? Yeah, you can. If one of those three things is behind the line,
if two are over the line. So you can step over the line
and
like
be dribbling behind the court. Yes. Like isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So he confirmed that one, which was good. And a couple, you know, he talked about legal guarding position and the restricted line. And one big one for me was how far up can – that's a good one.
Yeah.
Good question.
Yep.
So you're at the free throw line. The opposing team is at the free throw line.
Yes.
And you're back here.
Yep.
How far up can you go? Imagine our three-point line is pretty far back.
You can be right on their back if you wanted to. Like just as long as you don't pass, as long as you don't pass them.
Nope.
As long as you don't come across them while they're shooting the free throw line.
Yeah, no.
Or is it the three-point line?
It's the three-point line, foul line extended. So you can't come down here.
Yeah.
So it's foul line extended. Behind the three-point line. So, and that's one that years ago, again, I used to, because this is the 28-foot line, this is where basically the coach's box kind of is. Usually that's where the coach's box ends.
Yeah.
Hi, Weasel. And so I used to tell my girls, like, you got to be on this side of it. And the ref was like, no, they don't. They didn't stand right there.
Yeah.
So foul line extended. Here we go. It's different because the women's basketball three-point line is so far back.
They got to be behind
they can
line.
Be here. Anywhere in this area.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it. Okay. So it was pretty cool.
It's good.
The girls had some really good questions. Of course, my girl Cielly had about 40 questions.
That's good. It's how you learn. Ask questions.
Yeah, but I was very thankful. Our guest may or may not know.
Special guest today.
It was good for Vince to come. And it's been a couple years since I've had an official come, but it's very, very helpful for me too. So that's that.
Weezy.
What else? I have some notes here. College football.
Yep.
You know, they extended it to the top 12 playoff team this year.
Yes, correct.
Do you see that Army and Navy both have a very good shot?
Yeah, that would be great. That'd be phenomenal. Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
I like it because I know they're not underdogs, but it's the underdogs. There's no NIL money. There's none of that. You're serving your country. And they have a shot to take the spot. And we're looking at, right in the camera. And a school like Ole Miss, they said, just spent $10 million just in NIL money.
Right.
And they might get squeezed by Army and Navy. You know?
That could happen, no doubt.
But isn't that crazy to show that, you know, this past week they got rid of so there's the NIL and the NLI. NLI is National Letter of Intent. That's what you sign They got rid of those. So they're just slowly, it's becoming a business.
Yeah,
it's,
absolutely.
In about 3 years, it's a wrap. Gino Auriemma said that today. He's like, let's hurry it up.
Yeah.
And let's sign the kids to contracts.
Yeah.
Where they can't, it'll get rid of the transfer portal, yes. not get rid of it. He's like, but sign them to contracts. And if they want out of the contract, there's a buyout. We need that money back.
Yeah.
Watch how many kids stop transferring.
Well, that goes back to these kids that don't play in the bowl games because they don't have a shot at the championship, for one.
Yep.
And you spent your scholarship money on these kids to play, and they back out and don't want to play in a bowl game.
And you can't make them.
You know what I mean? He's right. And get your money back. Yeah. Or somehow,
It's interesting, man. It's the trickle-down effect to the JUCO always takes a little bit longer. NJCAA is part of NCAA, like it's, you know, their sister program. So we pretty much follow a lot of what NCAA does. But it's going to be a business before you know it. Yeah. You snap your fingers. And like I said, it might be a couple years before it gets here to the JUCO level, but it's interesting.
Got to treat them like pros. Just make all the rules pro rules, like we talked about earlier. Yeah, 2 feet in for receivers.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that 100%. And you see the state of Nevada is adding the shot clock. It's mandatory in 2 years.
Before, yep.
A lot of schools, if they have it this year, you have to play with it.
Yeah.
Mandatory, I think, in 2 years. I should ask Vince that. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what that is. How about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens? They're on pace to set all kinds of offensive records.
They're playing real well now. Oh, yeah, they're good. Playing.
I tuned in for a little bit. And I'm like, golly, they're just bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, they're playing real well. Yeah, they started out a little sluggish on the year, but now they're rolling. Yeah. Travis Henry's rolling. Yeah they'll be right
Travis
there at the
Henry's
end.
A beast. How do you get Travis Henry on the Ravens? Travis Henry?
Yeah.
No. Travis?
No. Yeah.
No. Yeah. The running back?
Yeah.
It's not Travis, is it?
Well, you got me thinking. Oh, yeah. Who are you thinking? Travis Henry. Yeah, Travis Henry. Yeah, with the Ravens. He was with the Titans, right?
It's not Travis. Is it Travis? This is crazy. Yeah. Why am I not?
No, they're playing well. You know, Chiefs are undefeated, the only undefeated team, but they're going to take everybody's best shot, of course. That's why those games are close, except this Niner game that they last played. But
Travis Henry. Travis Henry played for the Bills. That's what.
Oh, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry.
I'm sitting there going, Travis.
That's Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. What a monster. What a pickup.
Yeah.
I mean, to put him with Lamar.
Yeah, Titans didn't want him anymore. And
that's bananas. I mean, he had a little bit of injury for a minute.
Yeah, but he's still, he's still a beast.
For those of you who don't know, this is Weasel. This is Weezy. She's apparently the CSN mascot now. She's Bring Your Daughter to Work Day. So she came to the gym today and hung out. Players love her. She has awful breath, just the worst breath.
Yeah, well, that's a dog
but
for
that's
you.
That's a dog for you. Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Top 10.
What we got?
Active NBA players with the most losses. Active, and you'd be shocked at some of these names.
Jeez.
Active NBA players. So obviously you got to think longevity, right?
Well, I got LeBron James.
LeBron James is number 5. He has 527 losses.
Active.
I think you're going to get a good majority of these. Just think old dudes first.
Yeah, I know. You got to think. What about Seth Curry?
Nope.
No?
Is Seth that old? How old is Seth?
Been in the league a while. He had some bad teams, too.
Mm-hmm. One of them's a former Celtic. It hurts me.
Players with losses. Oh, my gosh. I got to think of the teams. I got to think of the leagues. Let's go old.
Former teammate of LeBron's. In Cleveland.
Kyrie Irving?
Nope. Power forward, throws the a mean baseball pass. He was with the Heat last year. He's old.
Oh, no. Oh, no, he's still in there.
Not hate, but.
I was thinking hate.
What's the opposite of hate?
What do you mean, like?
What's a synonym for like?
There's got to be somebody with that name. That's his last name?
Yeah. Like's not his last name. But
No. Oh, wow. That's a good one, Dan.
Let's get you a couple. As a set of brothers, Twins.
They're in the league. Oh, Brooke Lopez and...
Brooke is six. What's his? Robin is eight.
Robin.
Brooke Robin, is six. Robin is eight. That's not a good record. It's not a good record for Twins to have.
Okay.
Six and eight, and they played on two different teams. That's not good.
All right.
There's one All-Star.
Okay.
Three former All-Stars. Actually, yeah, three former All-Stars. This guy won a championship. Actually, two of the guys on the list won a championship with Toronto. That should knock two out.
Was it Kawhi Leonard?
Nope.
Wow, that's a good one, Dan.
Who was the guy? Let me see. I'm trying to get you to a couple of these. All right. Kevin Love.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I forgot all about Kevin Love.
The opposite of hate, love. Kevin Love, he's 10th, 490, yep. And still going.
Okay.
This guy, point guard, I like this game. He's older now, but I believe he's with Utah.
Mm.
Is it Denver or Utah? Was with Memphis before, point guard.
Point guard with Memphis.
He played Ohio State.
Wow, that's a good one. I just gotta run through the teams, have enough time to go through the teams and think of the players. Right, longevity is obviously a big part of it. I'm pretty much stumped on this one.
Okay. So Mike Conley is nine.
Oh yeah.
Where's he at? He's Denver. Utah, right?
No.
Utah. He's not with Utah right now?
Isn't that with Dallas?
Mike Conley? Look at this. We're fact-checking ourselves.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Like
is
crazy
he with Dallas?
Though. Could be.
Was he in a championship last year? No.
No.
Oh, who Dallas beat?
Dallas didn't beat anybody. Boston beat Dallas.
No, I mean to get to the championship.
So he is. Is he? Did he get traded? He's with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Well, that's who it was. Okay, yeah, yeah. They beat the Timberwolves to get to the championship.
So Mike Conley is number nine on the list.
Okay.
The guy I was trying to get you with, he was played with the Heat recently. I think he was with Philly last year. He played on that Toronto team. He was the second best player on that Toronto team. Mm. Kyle Lowry.
Oh, Kyle Lowry. Yeah.
Wasn't he the second best player on that team?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big part of that team. Yeah, yeah.
Big part of that team.
Yeah, I forgot all about him.
This guy... former Celtic. Gosh, he's played for a lot of teams. He's played for a lot of teams. I'm shocked he's still playing. What color are the Celtics?
I was just going to say green.
There
what
you go.
What was his first name?
Jeff.
Jeff Green.
Jeff Green. 606 losses.
Yikes. Yikes. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, that means you've got some money in the bank. That's what that tells me. Yeah. Because you've been playing for a minute.
Yeah.
Number four is Nikola Vucevic.
Vucevic. Yeah, I wouldn't have got close.
I don't even know who he is. Number one will be tough for me to give you hints, so I'm just going to give it to you. Thaddeus Young.
Yeah, I wouldn't have came up with that.
Neither would I. Yeah. But he's 632 losses.
632.
That's lots of bad teams.
Wow.
All right, number three, we're gonna figure out number three. I believe he was an all-star last year. If not, he's been an all-star recently for a while.
Okay.
Spent some time with Toronto. spent some time with San Antonio. Spent some time with Chicago. And is currently with the Kings.
Oh, jeez.
Big trade. Big trade between Chicago and the Kings. So who did Chicago have last year that they traded?
And he's active.
Big name, active. Oh, he can go.
Oh,
there you go. Here it comes.
The Knicks were interested in him.
Yeah. Ah! Everybody was.
Well, so yeah.
He's a hooper.
Jeez.
Initials are DD.
Yeah, I'm forgetting his. Yeah, the Knicks were interested in him, too.
Yeah, no, he's a hooper.
I'm forgetting his name, Dan. Let's
see how many times All-Star he is.
Yeah, I'm forgetting his name. Shoot.
He is, geez, he's 35 years old.
I don't know. I can't remember.
DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, there it is. Yes.
He's still hooping, man. He's a six-time All-Star. Was an All-Star last year.
Yeah,
he was an All-Star last year.
He's solid.
2023,
2022,
16-18, 14. Two-time NBA All-Second Team. One-time third team, Pac-10 tournament MVP, freshman team, blah, 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 blah. USC Trojans, yeah. Yeah, DeMar. So DeMar's lost a lot of games.
Where's he fall on that list?
Third.
Okay.
538. Yep.
Is that all of them?
That was 10.
Yeah, not too good on that one.
Thaddeus Young, Jeff Green, DeMar DeRozan, Nikola Vukadic, LeBron, Brooke Lopez, Kyle Lowry, Robin Lopez, Michael Conley, Kevin Love.
Yeah, man. Not good on that one.
Not good on that one. All right, let's try this. Yep. And we got time for another fun. This one we've talked about before, and we kind of did. So let's do this. Can't pick the Celtics. Can't pick the Knicks. I want you to pick any random NBA team, and then I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. Pick a team.
Any random NBA.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Just pick a team. 76ers. So what we're going to do is...
That's for Smell. Kelly, that's for you. That's your team, the Sixers.
That's for you, Smell. All right, so we're going to go. Here we're going to go. We're going to go back and forth until one of us can't name a current or former 76er.
Oh, wow.
All right?
Yeah.
I'll let you start. Who's going to be the number one pick? This isn't picks. This is just keep naming them until you can't anymore.
Keep naming them? Okay. Derek Coleman.
Daryl Dawkins.
All right.
No, wait. Daryl Dawkins?
Yeah, he was Sixer.
Jeez, I would have lost right there in the second.
No, he was Sixer. Right.
Daryl Dawkins.
Will Chamberlain.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go Joel Embiid.
Allen Iverson.
Joe Jellybean Bryant.
Yes, I love it. What do we got? What's his name? Maxey.
Let's get it. Tyrese Maxey.
Maxey, yeah.
Bobby Jones.
Bobby, loved Bobby Jones. He was great. Was it Andrew Toney?
Okay.
Right?
Jeff Hornacek.
Yeah, there you go. That's nice. What do we got here? Former Sixers. Dr. J.
Ooh, Rick Mahorn.
All right. Yep, Rick Mahorn. I might only have one left in my memory. Oh, Maurice Cheeks.
That's a good one. Charles Barkley.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Mike Jaminski. Was he
Mike
a Sixer?
Jaminski, that's a good one.
Yeah, he was a Sixer, right?
Yeah, he's a big man, kind of like my new bull.
I like that, Dan. You segued right into that. I like that.
I like that. Pressure is on.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't think he was. No. Steve Mix.
Ooh.
Steve Mix.
Yeah. All right. That's a good one.
I think that was my last one.
Let's go Tyrone Hill.
Yes. Yeah, now I'm stumped. No, that's not going to work either. I was going to say Dolph Shays, but they became the Sixers.
That was post-merger.
And I don't think he was on it when they merged. And that might be it for
that's
me.
That's it?
It might be. Yeah, off the top of my head that I can...
I'll give you one X. All right, I'll keep going. He's got one strike. I'll keep going. James Harden.
Yeah, my guy.
Good buddy.
Yeah, I'm stumped on this one.
strike two coming up.
Yeah, no, I know.
Jimmy Butler.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Jimmy Butler's good, yeah.
Who else we got?
Yeah. Oh, Moses Malone.
Moses. There you go.
Yeah.
Did I go Jeff Hornacek?
Yes.
I did, Jeff Hornacek. How about I can't think of his name. No, that was the Wizards.
Oh, I think I got him.
How about Ben?
Oh, yeah. He's playing now.
Playing now.
Yeah, Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
What about Caldwell Jones?
Ooh, Caldwell Jones.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of before. Then I said no, but yeah.
Because I said Bobby Jones, Caldwell Jones.
Caldwell Jones,
that was a team. What about Spencer Hayward as a Sixer?
He played for a few teams, right? Jazz, I think Knicks was one of them. Lakers, right?
Spence. Let me know.
Spence, who'd you play for?
Look it up now.
He played for the Lakers, right, as well.
You gotta look it up.
I'm stumped right now. Yeah. Off the top of the head.
Yeah, it's
I'm sure.
The game.
I'm top sure as
head.
Usual.
That's why instead of me, if I said a team, you would. I could have prepared for a team, but I'm like, you
no,
pick.
Yeah, no. This
so
is, we're off so the cuff.
That was
yeah.
fun. That was fun. Yeah, it's actually fun to do that with a lot of games.
Yeah.
And if we sit and give ourselves a little bit of time,
well,
like
yeah.
So Coach Russ Beck, if he's watching,
yeah,
he was the men's coach before Coach Lee here, and we'd have some long bus rides and
yeah.
him and a couple of his assistants, Amir, who's down with the Orlando Magic, and all we had a good group of assistant coaches, and we just throw names, and it wasn't in any order, it wasn't a contest,
yeah.
but we just keep going, and it would be about, I'm telling you, man, we'd all be sitting there going, no phones, we weren't allowed to do phones,
yeah, yeah,
so we'd be sitting there and we'd go boom 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 boom,
yeah.
boom, and then it would be like 15 minutes later.
Yeah, that's what's
Jeff Hornacek. Like you'd come up with a name like, holy smokes, that's, Jimmy Butler. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Did you say Tyrone Hill?
I did say
yeah,
Tyrone
okay.
Hill, yeah. But you go back to that one, Rajah Bell,
yeah.
That team. Like you start thinking about teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Jaminski was one I had in my head.
Yeah.
I was gonna go George Mirasan, but I think he was Wizards.
He was the Wizards. Yeah,
yeah,
he was the Wizards.
So that's the tricky thing. And you like when you really do this competition, you can't say the same name because that's a
no,
no. Or you can't pause. Like when you really do the game, it's like 5 to 7 seconds. How long you got?
Yeah.
And keep going. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah,
you
it's
can
fun.
Do it with all kinds of. You can do it with all sports,
yeah,
NFL,
cool.
NBA.
Yeah.
You're going to text me 700 names tonight. Yeah. You know, I mean, because, you know, we did kind of. We got most of the Moses Malone and the you know.
Well, that was the championship team.
That was the championship
team. I think we named the starting five anyways. I think
we
named them.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But yeah, you start to think. The more you sit and think, you start thinking 76ers. Like who? Then you start thinking, who did they draft? And different names start coming up. And who did they trade for? Like when they got Harden, who did they trade away? And you start thinking,
what was the trade, right?
What was the trade?
Exactly.
So you
exactly.
start thinking. But yeah, good stuff. Well, look at us.
Yeah.
We're back on track. We're coming up on the 50th minute.
Yep.
Next week, I think next week this is going to be the last week I'm probably going to say this for a while, but I'm pretty sure I'm good for Thursday. If you are, check your schedule.
As far as I know, I am, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have practice,
yes.
So we'll be coming up here. It'll be a loud gym again today. For those of you who don't know, today's a holiday here. It's Nevada Day, which is,
Recognize
Nevada Day. A lot of people think it's in replace some, you know, to get something close to Halloween off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows why, what, where. But day off this week. So, yeah, we'll be back at it. And then the following week, I will be in Arizona for our first game. We got Scottsdale.
Nice.
Is our first game of the year. They came in ranked number 17th preseason. So we start the year off with a bang, with a big challenge against Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Eastern Arizona in our league is preseason ranked number 4. That will be the highest ranked team that we've ever played. Cochise, I think, is like 18. We play 7 of our teams are preseason top 25 teams.
Yeah.
Weezy.
Weasel. There you go.
We got our work cut out for us and short time to get a lot better, but
yeah.
It'll be exciting. So next week we'll do that. And yeah,
if anybody has any food suggestions and want us to try something out before they try it out, we'll let you know. I got something in mind next week.
Oh, nice.
A little hint, it'll be a burger.
Hey,
yes, we're on the be another burger. But yeah, anybody wants to know what any type of food is,
especially
we'll try it out
Vegas
for you.
Yeah, and if it's on Uber Eats, I'll definitely Uber. Being in North Las Vegas is great because we do have all the restaurants on Craig, but we're far away from all the trendy restaurant places down that way. But yeah, good stuff. All right, bud. Good show.
Yes.
We will see you guys next week. Yes, thanks for tuning in, and have a good one.
Yes, thank you.
See ya.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.